never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
When I Jack Hayes in the studio, why? Because he's the entertainment guy with a slight crush on Lee Thompson.
Slight?
Absolutely, totally not true.
Why? What's wrong with him?
He's good looking, but like, hello guys, I'm a little bit
looking. What's wrong with
him? Nothing is wrong with
him.
He's far too old for Jack Hayes.
See, wrong one, you see that you started.
But Nathan, on the other hand.
Hello, Barham is more nice to see. No, that is for Nathan.
Yeah, that's Leah like that.
Lee Thompson's a bachelor last night. Nice to meet you.
Yes, Ryan, thanks for having me on the show. It's lovely to meet you and the team.
He's very tall.
Very tall.
JK?
Okay, so I think let's start by obviously just setting the sort of where we are at now when it comes to the bachelor essay, right? So two girls left, and we literally left with four girls in the show. And next is hometown visits. Yes. Now, before I get to actually, because there's one girl in particular I want to get to. I want to, first of all, are you nervous about hometown visits? I mean, it's like literally meeting the parents, meeting the family members.
Four times.
Yeah, four times.
I'm extremely nervous. I mean, I want to make a good impression. And I think it's important that I just relax and be myself. So we'll see how it plays out next week in the show.
Now, there is one girl in particular that you seem to like a lot. She's not. So are you, like, more nervous? Or are you equally nervous when it comes to meeting the families? And obviously, what drew you to sort of Victoria lawyer girl?
Well, just remember, the playing fields are still very even, you know. I'm still having that up my mind. The show may be edited in a way that kind of portrays a person to be a front runner, but may not necessarily be one. So don't always take what you see as the real reality. Yeah.
Now, there was a rose ceremony, and after there was an article after Kim Gray admitted, often after she rose, that she kind of deliberately threw a spanner in the works. Because she didn't feel the spark. That's what she said. How does that make you feel? Actually, what was the feeling from your side?
You know, as I said from day one, as much as I'm offering the Daily Rose, they still need to accept it. So if she doesn't feel the spark was there, then that's her personal opinion. And, you know, I think I made the right decision by not offering the rose clearly. But yeah, the lesson story, I'm not exactly sure if that was a span in the works or planned beforehand. I just know she read it to me. I responded in the way that she would like to be responded to. Mm-hmm. And that's why I wrote her a letter back.
Now, the question that I've, like, literally, as I watch the episodes, I want to know, like, can you really find love on a reality show? I'm sure a lot of people think that. Can you really find love?
You can. Definitely. I mean, remember, it's a very short amount of time that we have with each other, and that's the reality of the matter. So you do the best with what you can and the amount of time you have. And you definitely can find love in a format like this because it's a fairy tale setting, you must remember that. So 1 week is fast forwarded into 1 month in relationship terms. And you're in that bubble and it catches you and everything is accelerated. And those connections and those emotions are very, very real. I can tell you that.
But how real is that though? Because you are in a bubble, but you're not doing your day-to-day stuff. There's no rush to go to work and you have a bad day, which means you're going to be in a bad mood when you go for a date. And you're in this bubble, which means it's a little surreal.
Very good point. It's kind of like working backwards in a way. But we just need to focus on, when I was thinking about who to choose and who to offer roses to, I was thinking about where I could see a future after the show as well. Because the bubble does end. And that was kept in mind throughout my whole process. So.
Have you ever watched Boer Soek 'n Vrou?
Hey, ek het al Boer Soek 'n Vrou gekyk.
Ja, en? Lekker. Maar nou, well, dis nou die ding. Dit werk nie altijd uit. You know, because what Marcel said is actually quite true. Yeah. You're not seeing the real person. Yeah. You think you are, but you're not. It's TV now. Yeah. And people have never been on TV.
Full makeup all the time.
It's not the real person. Well, that's why it's important to settle back into reality and see how things go. And that's what we've been trying to kind of do with the ladies and just to see how things play out in the real world. Because as you said, that bubble is only for a limited amount of time and you want to see the person you wake up next to every day.
I think personally, and I stand by that,
There's only one way to discover the real person.
How's that?
Jose Cuervo tequila.
Yeah!
After the fourth tequila,
yep.
Trust me, you meet the real person.
Is that not called beer goggles?
That's because what happens is everyone starts speaking the absolute truth.
Yeah.
Four tequilas, trust me.
Dronkraat is
hard. You guys need to do an episode where everyone just drinks four tequilas and then see what happens. Then, yeah. then ask the question.
Then ask the question.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not a bad plan. You should tell me this sooner.
Could possibly be illegal, but okay.
You should listen to the show. You'll know. That's how we roll. That's so how. That's how everyone ended up on the show. We met in a bar. Luister, 16 word 16. Net gefunnet. I need to go through this because the first thing is when someone approaches you and they say to you, "Listen, we're doing the show for The Bachelor, and it's going to be you. We want you to be The Bachelor," which means women will be throwing themselves at you. Some of them want to be famous. Others. Actually want to date you.
Yeah.
Most of them want to be famous. Isn't that true?
I wouldn't know. I like to think that all the ladies were there for the right reasons because they did know me or of me before they accepted to go onto the show.
I
was the one taking more of a risk.
Because the thing is, you know, if a person goes out and says, "I am the Bachelor," it's like a thing. It's a vain thing to say. Do you get a lot of grief from your family and your friends?
No, they've been very supportive. They just backed me from day one and said, "Be yourself." And that's all I've been from day one. And, you know, the feedback has been so positive. I mean, you always get a bit of that negativity, especially in social media. But, I mean, it's such a small percentage. And I tend to focus on the positives, and it's been such a great success. And I'm very happy.
Do you think a synonym for this show would be alpha male?
Depends who the Bachelor is. It could be.
Do you see yourself as an alpha male?
Yes.
Hey! I love the honesty.
I must just be like, also admit, I've spoken to a few people. There was a media day that you did, and what comes across in the show is he is a total gentleman. And even that day, like, that came across. I spoke to people and they said, like, he's a total and utter gentleman.
So very much like me as well.
Very much like you. Yeah.
Very much. I thought it was just the looks, but now I see it's also the fact that we're both gentlemen. Hey, JK. That's all right. So we started off the show. We were wondering what's wrong with you, because I was reading through your CV and I'm trying to find the weak spot here. What's wrong with you? There has to be something. Like, in your opinion, if there's something you could fix, what would it be?
I'm super impatient. That's something I've got to work on. No, I think it's something that you have to answer. What do you think? What's wrong with you?
I think we should find someone that wants to date you.
I don't know.
Oh. You see, this is the thing. It's the thing with this show.
You see how he looked over his shoulder?
Yeah. Like,
I mean,
it's not Oprah, honey.
Did you once date Lee Thompson?
Can we do a throw it out? See.
If you're a Durban boy, hey.
Capetonian.
Ooh,
you know we broadcast
a lot of Capetonians.
Yeah, we do. A lot of people listen to us.
And a lot of them end up in Joburg.
I'll give you the phone number. When last did we take phone calls? What's the phone number? I don't even know.
What is it?
No one knows.
0839109421.
0839109421.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Producer. What was that again?
0839109421.
Are you actually serious?
Yeah, you are.
Live radio.
This is you. I want to know. There needs to be something about it, except the fact that you're impatient. Did you once date Lee Thompson? 0839109421.
Aan een North stilstaande voertuig daar zo. Dit is voor de Garsfontein weg af. Ik zie op een oomlik zo 25 minuten vertraag is vanaf John Foster Rijlaan. Dan maar de Bonga Rijlaan West stilstaande voertuig daar is bij president Versier Rijlaan. Ongeluk na bij Republiek weg op Willem Nikkel Rijlaan neer. De vrachtmotor ongeluk na bij de Ierenbel weg afrit. Daar is op die R24 geweest. Dan de N3 Saint stilstaande voertuig net na de Marlboro Rijlaan afrit. En dus nog steeds baie starig tussen Melrose en Boysens. Daar is op die N1 Saint. Meer verkeer in 10 weken.
The Bachelor South Africa on Mnet channel 101 every Thursday evening at 7. You can also find it on Catch Up, and The Bachelor himself is here tonight. You know, Lee, I always thought that it would be a wonderful idea if there was like a file. Like, if you start dating someone,
you can go to a site and there's a file about the person.
Ooh.
And every person that ever dated that person can sort of, you know...
Like your portfolio, dating portfolio. Yeah.
Exactly like that.
You've been saying that, Rangan, yeah.
Like, hello, Peter kind of thing, you know. And you can read through it to see how crazy this person is and what the problem is with them. Because usually there is a problem.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.